protecting your disabled child from sexual abuse. Children with disabilities are more likely than others to be victims of sexual abuse, and the likelihood is even stronger for certain disabilities, such as intellectual or mental disabilities. The National Child Trauma Stress Network provides some helpful tips on protecting your child from sexual abuse. Number one, guys, I'm going to give a few of these tips. Number one, teach kids appropriate names for body parts. Number two, avoid focusing strongly on stranger danger, remembering most kids are abused by someone they know or trust. Number three, teach kids the safety and the difference between okay, what's okay, and what's not okay. Number four, empower them to say no when they don't want to be touched by others. Number five, make sure that your kids know that older kids and adults do not need help with their body parts, bathing, or going to the bathroom. Number six, teach children to take care of their own body parts. Guys, let me elaborate on that a little bit. This is why we said in one of our other modules, we are going to teach our disabled kids to do what they can for themselves as best they can. Now, we already know some kids with disabilities, mental and physical, may need help in the bathroom, bathing, etc. This is when our mother's intuition is going to kick in. We are not going to leave our kids with just anyone. We are going to have appropriate people put in place to watch our kids in places where they will need help with bathing and toiletry, etc. Number seven, just going into number seven, trust your instinct. If you feel uncomfortable about leaving your child with someone, don't do it. Now, my spin on things as a mother and as a parent advocate, being your child's biggest and best advocate is keeping a watchful eye over your kids to keep them safe, having respite, a family or friends set up in the event we are unable to take care of our disabled child. Acknowledging the risk is higher for our disabled child to be sexually abused, we can greatly minimize the risk by addressing the above tips. That's what's common sense. That's my spin off on it, guys. And becoming a little bit overprotective in a healthy way to protect our child from that predator who's out there locking and waiting on a child with a disadvantage. While looking for resources for you parents, you guys, I ran across a blog. It's a very good blog. It's by Dr. Betty. I can't pronounce that last name, so I'm going to spell it because I would like you guys to go look this blog up because it's sort of lengthy. Her last name is KanarowSki. I wouldn't even presume to try to pronounce that. It's Dr. Betsy. I'm sorry, I said Betty, but it's Dr. Betsy, and she's a clinical therapist with over 20 years of experience. And her blog is, the blog is Protecting Children with Disabilities from Sexual Abuse. That's the name of her blog. And she's given a few statistics here. Her statistics say, boys and girls with a disability are 3 times more likely to be victims of sexual abuse than their typical developing peers. Vulnerability increases for children with multiple disabilities, includes communication disorders. The abuse is chronic and is more likely to be ongoing, usually starting in childhood. So guys, that blog is sort of lengthy, but please, it's very informative. It's a clinical therapy, and her name is Dr. Betty, last name KanaroWski, and the title of the blog is Protecting Children with Disabilities from Sexual Abuse. So on that note, my spin on it, guys, is we need to be a little bit overprotected in a healthy way and keep a watchful eye on our kids and have somebody in place in case we are no longer able to take care of our kids due to sickness or whatever. We'll be proactive in that and in all aspects of our children's life. It's not only for disabled children, but it's for any child, not quote-unquote a normal child. And with that being said, guys, let's move on to the next model.